For this is the magnificent triumph. This is the church's trophy. The devil is overthrown when we endure harm. For when we suffer, he becomes captive. He is damaged when he attempts to inflict harm on us. This was also illustrated in Paul's life. The more dangers he faced, the more he emerged victorious. He didn't face only one type of trial, but various and diverse ones, encompassing labor, sorrow, fear, pain, care, shame, and often all these at once. Yet he was victorious in all. It's akin to a lone soldier fighting against the whole world, advancing through the enemy ranks and suffering no harm. Similarly, Paul, alone among barbarians, Greeks, on all lands and all seas, remained unbeaten, like a spark setting ablaze a pile of reeds and hay, transforming them into its own nature. Paul likewise ignited everything, triggering a transformation towards truth, like a rushing winter torrent, overthrowing everything in its path. He was like a champion wrestling, racing, and boxing, or a soldier battling on fits of storming and fighting on foot or on a ship. He exhibited every method of battle, emanating fiery courage and remaining unbeatable by all. With his single voice, he subdued the world and routed all, overpowering the noise of many trumpets that brought down Jericho's walls. His voice shattered the devil's fortresses and won over his opponents. When he gathered a multitude of captives, he armed and made them his army, achieving victory through them. David's achievement of slaying Goliath with a single stone is astounding, but if one looks at Paul's feats, that seems childlike. Unlike a shepherd and a general, Paul didn't just slay a Goliath with a stone, but scattered the devil's ranks with his speech alone. As a lion roars and spews flames, Paul appeared irresistible to all, swiftly attacking like the wind. He took the helm, tightening the sails, managing the oar, and pulling at the mast, excelling in all roles of a sailor, pilot, and even the ship itself, taking on all adversity to alleviate the misfortunes of others. Understand this. He endured shipwreck to save the world from it. He spent a day and night in the deep to rescue it from the depth of misbelief. He suffered weariness to soothe the weary, experienced physical punishment to heal those afflicted by the devil, and faced death to ward off the impending doom. He received 40 strokes on 5 different occasions to shield those who punished him from the devil's whip, and faced stoning to save them from a stone-hearted existence. He ventured into the wilderness to lead them out of it. He traveled the path leading to heaven and exposed the heavenly city to them. He underwent hunger and thirst to protect them from a more severe hunger. He bore nakedness to clothe their impropriety with the garb of Christ. He was mobbed to save them from a group of fiends and burned to counteract the devil's fiery darts. After enduring such hardships, he resorted to escaping through a window in a wall to lift those beaten down by life. Shall we then discuss any more, knowing we can't possibly comprehend the full extent of Paul's suffering? The saint endured numerous crises, adequate to unsettle even a strong-willed soul. In one body and soul, he endured as much as all other saints, stepping into the world as a battleground, shedding all earthly ties, and took a stand boldly. For he understood well the demons he was wrestling with. Just as at the beginning, he continued to shine throughout till the end, intensifying his pursuit as he neared the prize. Despite suffering such adversities and achieving great things, he maintained extreme humility. He fleetingly mentioned his good deeds when compelled by necessity. He would have filled uncountable books had he narrated every pain he bore in detail. So knowing this, let us learn to be humble, not glorying in worldly possessions, but in the reproaches we face for Christ's sake, and only when a necessity arises. Let us then not mention these either, lest we become arrogant but confess our sins only. This approach will ensure our release from our sins, and we can look forward to God's favor and the eternal life through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom to the Father alongside the Holy Spirit be glory, might, honor, now and forever, and to the end of ages. Amen.